How names are called in America. People generally call each other by their first names much sooner in their acquaintance than people do in other walks of life. Taking that liberty too soon has closed many doors for the offender. Therefore, one must sense the proper moment to drop formal address and adopt subtle measures to prevent unwelcome intimate address. If you have been accepted wholeheartedly into a group, however important first names are in the world's eyes, it would be conspicuous for you to continue beyond a certain time to call them by their last names, such as Mr. Robinson and Mrs. Harvin. If an older woman enjoys having young people call her first name, she will ask you to do so. Otherwise, don't. In the business circle, many people think it demeaning to be called by the first name. It is best to use Mr., Miss., with a business superior or an employer. A divorcee can ask the courts for her maiden name if there are no children, but usually the woman of taste, with or without children, takes after divorce her maiden name with a divorced husband's name. The remarried divorcee with children does not incorporate her divorced husband's name in her new one. The children retain their real father's name unless by legal adoption they take the name of the mother's new husband. Husband and wife call each other Mr. and Mrs. when speaking to people who are not their equals. To acquaintances, they call each other my husband and my wife. To friends, they refer to each other their first names. Army officers are called by their titles in speech. Catholic priests are called Father. A senator is customarily called Senator all of his life. A congressman is called Mr., both in and out of office. An ambassador is called Mr. Ambassador.